today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What used to be the Wonder Bread Bakery is now the School of Business. Mm. And it's just
making other types of bread.
It does look. You know what, Oscar? That was terrific.
That was very nice. That was very cool. Oh. I was trying on shirts for our Las Vegas style show. And you know, and she said, "Ed, that shirt really it doesn't look bad on you." I said, "Yeah, but the arms." She said, "Yeah, the arms." I said, "Yep, 1951 Sicilian widow arms. That's me. That's what I got. That's it. Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle. Yes, sir.
Oscar will be handing out candy bars to rats.
Full size.
Full size.
And now
both
little
the rats
something.
And the candy bars, both full size.
They're dressed up as possums.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
How's that? What's that you say? Hello? Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, hello? Mm-hmm. Everything all right? Can you hear me? Huh? Papa. Everything okay? What? Sorry, I'm having trouble picking that up.
Uh-huh.
I can't hear you. I'm doing a bit. My hearing aids are late.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
My Costco hearing aids. Hey, wait, some might say
you get what
when
you
it's
for.
The future of your health and your hearing, you might not want to go to a warehouse store to entrust the warehouse store with with your real health, the hearing health that you want after 40 years of headphones.
I don't know if you equate your hearing with something equally as important. Say steak. Steak is delicious from Costco.
Or like pirate's booty.
$19 tennis shoes.
Yes, exactly.
Change perhaps back it's not on the best a 20. Thing.
So they're dicking me around with that. I was hoping that I'd have it, bring it out to the Saturday night show and put them in so I could hear everything loud and clear. They're going to be noticeable. They're going to be very noticeable. They're not going to be behind the ear, which is more like, I don't care what it is if I live.
Is that Costco? Costco texting.
You know what was good is when I was growing up, there was a man in our neighborhood who had a hearing aid that actually had like a transistor radio.
You know, you could tell me that before the show started.
No, when you get settled, you create a crack.
No, I didn't move anything. I didn't move a damn thing.
You
I
did.
Was sitting right here.
you got up and walked back is what
I
happened.
Got up and walked back and then we had a conversation. And he's talking about my backdrop.
I call it the crack.
Horrible camera that has to be, it's just like, hey, can you see anything now? Jesus Christ.
But at least you don't have the hearing aid that has like the transistor radio that you would put in your shirt pocket with the wire that goes up to your ear.
There was a guy down here. I will never forget this exchange. We go to a neighborhood party. By the way, they had one on Sunday. We didn't go. So if anybody was keeping track of wanting to be liked, getting a little bit liked, and now not giving an ass rat's ass whether we're liked or not, that's where we are now.
You got to make the effort.
I couldn't make the effort Sunday.
But you were invited. You were invited.
I didn't make any effort. There was so much late night baseball in my weekend that I couldn't make an effort for anything. Rob and I were supposed to have a meeting on Sunday.
Sunday.
After Rob got done taking care of all his stuff that he needed to do for the weekend. And I was not up for doing anything on Sunday, including socializing. You want to pick the worst day of the week to give me a social outing. Mm. Put it on a Sunday.
I agree.
There's one thing I will do socially. If you want me to hit the egg, I'll go out and play golf with you. But even that is a bit of a pull. All right. So I don't want to socialize with the neighbors on Sunday.
At the root of it, though, isn't golf the most antisocial sport?
You know what? That's blissfully true. I think you could sit there, shake hands with a dude in a golf cart next to you for 5 hours, and you don't have to say two words to him.
But there's the option. There's the option of talking.
The good players don't say a word.
No,
the good players. The good players are not engaged at all. The bad players are like yeah, 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 like that. But the really good players are dicks. Dicks.
Do you dig that?
Quiet dicks.
I don't dig it, but I admire it. I get it. I understand it. It's very selfish and it's very self-absorbed. And it, but it is, if you are going to play, that there are amateurs and then there are really good amateurs. Hmm. And most of the really good amateurs, unless they're spectacular, there are certain spectacular guys that are so good they can have a running conversation and still do that, just be totally relaxed. But most of the guys that are really good are antisocial. But after I came, but yesterday, Sunday afternoon, it was just, there was nothing meant to be.
You talk at the clubhouse.
I just don't like it.
Yeah, what about after the 19th hole, as they say?
We don't do the 19th. I was in the car, shook hands with my buddy Skip. I was out of there.
Skip?
Later, Skip.
Came back in the match. We didn't pay each other any money. It was great. See you later. Anyway, and I was in my
snooze,
car.
Snooze, you lose, sucker. Gone.
That's right.
Yeah, that was it.
Kick rocks, Skip.
I was on my way. I'll get you next time. Yeah, so that's it. That's all.
What's the most social sport? Since I don't do sports, I don't know.
Oh, I would say basketball.
Very social?
A lot of jawing back and forth.
Yeah. Like when you say social, like baseball.
Like talking like, trash.
You have to communicate.
Baseball.
In basketball.
I think baseball because there's so much downtime on the bench, right?
No, but baseball. Look at the guy when he goes to, look at the guy who goes to first base. He's got against his mortal enemy. Guy wants to take what he's got. Wants to win the game.
They chat casually. They have to get on base during an actual basketball game. All you're doing is talking trash the entire time.
Shotgun Mike O'Mara with his hat over his headphones
again. Here I am. Hey, what a great hat. I'm a DJ. Not going to take my stupid headphones off, but I'll put my cap on, my baseball cap. How you doing? Yes, sir. Fantastic. All right. Okay. Hey, got two tickets for Friday's show. Sorry, last minute thing came up. Yeah, Mike upset about that? I don't care. How about we have a club that Mike doesn't like? Swear to God. Stressed out enough dealing with people. But anyway, yeah.
Can't wait. Forward to can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, the people should be more like golfers, not talk. Just shut up. Don't you think?
What?
What?
How are you, Rob?
I'm great.
How's everything? Rob is killing it and killing himself. Which is what do you fantastic. Mean, killing it? Oh, whether it's a meeting about fruitcakes, all hands on meeting.
I would never hear it from him. I don't know what's going on.
Well, he's not a bragger. He doesn't like telling people the work he's doing.
Really?
I walk downstairs and there's a big table with three people talking about
fruitcake
logistics.
Tell us, Rob, what are you doing?
Yesterday, all ingredients have been secured. And it is staggering and exciting to know that at our commercial bakery, I called the lady that's coordinating, Randy. I said, Randy, some stuff is going to start arriving en masse. And we have our area for storage.
Heads up. We got a little footprint there for our breaks.
Yeah.
A footprint for our break?
Yeah, he's made because it's a bakery.
Bakery.
Yeah. God knows, he loves to seize on a rare error on either one of our parts.
I understand.
It's fun for him when we make a mistake.
I understand.
So all the ingredients are rolling in.
Are they hydraulic brakes?
They are not.
Oh, because those are the best.
Thems are the brakes. Yeah. And so
Brembo brakes the best.
All the stuff that's coming in and the coordination, and there's actually mental and physical calculations that have to be done to increase the recipe size and touching base with all of our helpers and our assistants and the people that will be helping with the supervision.
Mac and I.
It is going to be so great and also so cool.
Is there
to do
anything
it on a
you would
operation.
Like to say to the cakes, the cake and cookies fans out there?
Cake and cookies fans?
Been kind of on your case a little bit.
I apologize for the fact that we have had to back burner the Cake and Cookies podcast.
He's living a life, people.
But there's
the last one you did was in August.
That sounds probably about right. But there's been a lot of things going on the with that take priority over
it.
That. I know you have. I know.
Well,
you have.
Mike,
I invite you to listen to back episodes and catch up.
Need to catch up.
It'll be a live Cake and Cookies.
Relive some of your favorite moments
on stage.
They're all committed to memory.
What's your favorite one?
The one where Katie has surgery.
Oh, that is a good one. That's right.
So messed up.
I like that one. I mean, just when she's recovering. Oh, I also like the one where Katie is medicated.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
And the one I think
our
most
medicated
often,
Pete.
The ones that are consistent, and there are many of them that are like that, I like the ones where you guys talk about your dogs.
Oh, yeah. There's one episode where we talk about the dogs.
I like their chemistry, Mike. I like the two. I like their chemistry.
I like the chemistry. I think sexual tension.
Oh, that's what it is.
Lots of sexual.
I like the one where you talk about the encounters you had at WJFK.
Mm. Ah, yes. Yes. The old days, right?
I like the one that you talk about when you when your family went down to visit them in Savannah and Dan and your wife went to sleep and you and Katie stayed up all night drinking.
Ooh.
Oh, and screwing.
Ooh. Ooh.
No, not
drinking and screwing.
Okay. Well.
All right, you win. Mm-mm.
It sounds like you like every episode, Mike.
I like every episode of Cake and Gun. I named the show.
You did.
Vegas, baby.
Yeah.
I gave what are you rambling
well,
about?
Well, they'll be in Vegas.
I love when Oscar.
Yeah, they're going to be in Vegas.
It's going to be a live cake and cookies.
It's
going to
be a live cake and cookies show in Las Vegas.
Yes.
I like when Oscar's over there operating like a second audio track, like a supplemental audio program.
Yeah, just plodding along.
As long as the volume's all right.
And how are you, Oscar? How's everything going?
I'm fantastic. I saw Mama Santana last night. I cried into her arms. And then
why did you cry into her arm?
I said, Mike is just being so mean.
How am I being mean?
He made me find a piece of machinery 4 days before the show.
A piece of machinery.
And on a whim, he expects it to come to life.
Since you brought it up, we have to say, I got really excited. I went to bed early last night, and so I didn't get the...
Must be nice.
I didn't get the...
Must be nice.
Well, no.
I'm working on
have
West
different.
Coast time.
You know, hey, how about this? How about you get up at 5 o'clock?
I didn't tell you to do that.
You don't know, but I mean, I work in the morning, you work in the evening.
You have a child that wakes you up. You know what wakes me up? My wife.
Yeah,
my
wife. We have different. You are nocturnal. Your day starts at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Look
that's
at
when
him.
You get some of your best ideas, do some of your best work. That's
children,
okay.
Children.
And by
the
way,
night.
I was more than up when I when your text came in. I just missed it, and it was about the equipment that you secured for the live Las Vegas show and procured. And that excited me greatly, and that's why I sent you a text this morning when I got my day started.
Yes, yes.
That's the way it goes. As a matter of fact, I think it's safe to say that a lot of our days kind of take place after like 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon when something will go down and something will happen.
Well, I like to think the three of us kind of operate almost like a hotel desk.
Mm-hmm.
Some, one of us is going
you got a guy
at all
that's
time.
Really, you got me and I'm really chugging early in the morning. Rob, you get up early in the morning, Rob, but you really chug in the middle of the day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's when you kind of get it done.
Under
and then Oscar,
supervision.
And then...
God, is this year over yet?
He's just saying you need to be supervised.
I'm just saying
closely.
There's a hotel manager making sure everybody does everything except for
let me say this.
Failed yesterday.
I appreciate everything he does logistically, and Lord knows
as do I.
We wouldn't have a venue probably.
Right.
We wouldn't have the venue we want.
Right.
But when it comes down to the actual nuts and bolts of hopping on that stage, pal.
That's you.
And I'm pointing at you.
Well, you're very nice, but still, he doesn't need to be a dick the other 364 days of the year.
I'm a dick.
But
I just gave you a compliment.
This is a tradition. You know, for someone who normally takes the heat of being the the abominable snowman leading up to our live show.
Mixed metaphor.
You guys I'm sensing a little bit of intensity from you two also as we get down to the wire here.
Oh.
Because really, it is... But it's fun.
No,
it's,
and I'll tell you this.
As don't I was, you feel the excitement
when I was sitting
about
down
doing
and,
the show?
And doing some writing last night? Because nothing tops being on the stage. That's the greatest part of the actually the year. But when you're writing
it's
the
a
stuff,
blast. And
the
shows are,
and it
it's
falls
a better
into
show
place.
Than we do every day here. We put a little time into it. We like to think that our audience leaves
entertained.
Rewarded.
Yes, and when it all falls into place, when you're writing and prepping, we had a great meeting yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You said
right?
something very telling yesterday. You dread the meetings until we're in them, and then they're a blast.
It. Yeah,
well, I hate thinking about what we're going to think, and then when we get
deep down,
moving,
we all hate each other. So we dread.
Is that
meetings.
What it is?
I think
okay,
so.
I don't
all
hate
right.
you guys.
Kidding.
I don't hate you, Rob.
I don't hate you either.
No, you do.
No, you don't. How dare you? I'm just saying you dread the meetings because
I do. I dread the meetings, and then we get into the meetings, and it's like, oh yeah, okay,
yeah. We can do that.
That's why we did that. So it's
and we've doubled down on a fantastic show, and Mike made the audible to. Just let us set up and then come in after the fact to make sure.
Yeah, yeah. Oscar was real
and
happy
Elvis
to know.
An Elvis-like entrance. We hit the stage at 8, right?
Yeah.
It's 7:55 arrival.
I'm not coming in. I'm not going to come
Don't
in.
Do that. You just messed it up.
I'm not going to come in like 10 minutes before.
No,
so
no,
that's
no.
not going to
no,
happen.
No. We'll do an
I
hour.
I
want to
at least
hour,
see what's going
an hour,
on.
An hour. We'll FaceTime you.
Am I really that difficult?
Yes.
I'm that difficult to be around?
You spin out and create what I would say is.
Let me ask this.
A Cat 5.
New Orleans.
Yes.
The last show we ever will have a band for.
Yes.
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 Because of the 12 freaking hour sound check that the band,
which was not
ate
anyone's
up all
fault
of our time.
We did not account for that.
It was not our fault. It was the sound guy's fault.
Yes, it was the sound guy's fault.
It was the sound guy.
Yes.
Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's
drained us. Drained everyone.
You have to admit, though, Mike, you have to admit that was the best sounding snare drum in the history of show business.
Oh my God! Tap,
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 tap.
Like in half an hour.
I know.
Well, give me a break. And then, you know, it was a pretty place, though. And we were all distracted with our heads on swivels, the House of Blues, like walking around and checking, oh, look at the green room that was sounded by Aerosmith. BS. But anyway, it was that.
Can I give you the keys to success?
Oh, good. This is like listening to Redskins radio. Here's
we've
Oscar
never not
Santana's
had a
success.
We've never not
success.
Had a successful
but the
show,
keys so. To your emotional success from a friend.
From my emotional success.
From a friend. Yeah. And we've proven this. This is not something that I'm making up.
Can I interrupt you one before you say this? It was not a question of emotional success. It was a question of fatigue.
Yes.
I agree.
That entire day of sitting on my ass doing nothing when I could have been back, you know,
resting.
All tidied
resting
up, ready,
yes.
just chilling, just chilling.
Yeah.
So what's the key to my emotional success?
The key to your emotional success on a live show date. The times that you've walked in with a wonderful energy and said, guys, isn't this beautiful? Isn't this wonderful? Like Damone from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Isn't this great?
Is when you let us do the pre-stage arrangement and then you come in late afternoon, eyeball it, and then go change.
Done. Consider it done.
I cite as an example.
You get a half an hour on Friday afternoon at like 3:30.
That's how we roll.
And I'll go home.
Showed up at noon at the House of Blues.
Yes. Because I was bored.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm saying.
I thought it would be, I don't know. I was wrong. You're right. I'll give you that.
We're good.
For our case study, the House of Blues where things went wrong, but rewind 12 months to the Improv here in Washington, D.C., where things were so positive from the word go.
No, they weren't.
You have a short memory.
No, they weren't.
The sound guy messed it up.
Well, the sound guy was horrible.
Yeah.
Yes, but by the time you got there and we were ready to
hit
the stage.
By the way, if we go back to the Improv, I didn't just say that.
He
was great.
The time we hit
the
stage.
He didn't want to do it the way he wants to do it.
He's probably not there anymore. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. I think that's probably
he's
pretty
moved
safe
on.
Then. Yeah. But
what a nad.
With the arrival and the taking of the stage at the House of, at the Improv, this was a very positive energy.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm all right. Enough. Mm-hmm. I don't need to say that. Don't need to remind me. Yeah. I'll be there and I'll do it where I'm doing it.
Hey.
God knows I'll have a lot to destroy.
When we get a win, don't double down. Don't one up me because that's the point I just made before.
Okay.
And then you double down. Then he gets mad and then does what he wants.
Maybe I need
want.
More supervision.
Oh. Sorry.
Are you excited about your fruitcakes?
I can't wait. I can't wait to get in there and do it.
All right. That's good.
It's awesome.
They are excited. The team is excited.
Let me ask you this. Are you excited about the mailbag?
Yes, I am.
Well, all right. Well, then start the show and we'll start it.
Okay.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
Yes, we'll do the show, then the mailbag.
Well, that's why I was telling you. If you start the show, now hold it now. Now I have to explain it.
No, you don't have to.
It's what we normally do. We have our little banter and then we start the show and then we come in. You know, this is how many times are you coming in here?
What? Oh, this is my third time.
The Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara
Let this
Show
week be
at
over.
www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Mother, oh God, mother, blood.
It's sad. When a mother has to speak the words that condemn her own son.
That was scary.
I couldn't allow them to believe that I would commit murder.
God, that voice.
They'll put him away now, as I should have, years ago.
Yes.
He was always bad. And in the end, he intended to tell them I killed those girls and that man. As if I could do anything except just sit and stare.
But
like
you wouldn't
one
hurt a,
of his
hurt a fly.
Stuffed birds.
Bitch.
Well, they know I can't even move a finger. And I won't. I'll just sit here and be quiet.
And they'll
just
know.
In case they do suspect me. They're probably watching me. Well, let them. Let them see what kind of a person I am. I'm not even going to swat that fly. I hope they are watching. They'll see. They'll see and they'll know. And they'll say, why, she wouldn't even harm a fly.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yes, the Mike O'Mara Show, TMOS, is a Halloween spectacular. For each and every one of you, very scary. I have had a scary moment
happen to me. You have to say a spooktacular, Mike.
Spooktacular. I've had a scary moment happen, and I'm not kidding you. Right. I'm going to talk about it after I get the show intro. All over the world, we're here, the Mike O'Mara Show on now. Brought to you by a brand new sponsor we'd love to welcome to the show, Homesick Candles.
Hey!
Woo!
The holidays are almost here, and I've got a great idea for a personalized gift that anyone would love. It's called a homesick candle. Imagine a candle that not only smells great, but also smells like something that is important in someone's life. A homesick candle shows that you care about the individual. For example, homesick candles come in unique scents that reflect all 50 of the U.S. states. Shocker, I've got Maine.
Yes.
And dozens of cities, college towns, and foreign countries. Nothing brings a nostalgia, brings on nostalgia like a familiar scent. So let Homesick Candles help you or a loved one remember the best times of your life. It's marvelous.
I got one that it sounds odd until you smell it and it makes so much sense. It's called Books.
Ooh.
And it smells like a library. It smells like papers. And it is so awesome. Even Carrie loves it. I mean, we have it at the house. It's fantastic.
It's great. Remember the best times of your life, holidays, vacations, just years gone by. Homesick Candles bring back and help you share your best memories. Each candle has a natural soy wax blend, premium cotton wicks, and is completely non-toxic and has a smell that will bring back a memory of something that's important. Right now, our listeners that go to homesick.com and use promo code TMOS will receive 10% off any order over $50 and get free shipping. That's a great deal. 10% off and free shipping. This amazing offer. The most popular state and city candles won't last long, so don't wait. Just visit homesick.com now and use promo code TMOS. Find a personal gift for everyone on your list and do it today.
Now.
Homesick candles. We love them.
Boot.
All right. I am not kidding. This is a tiny little thing. All right, so here's what I have. I'm going to show you this.
All right.
I've got these little keys that are for iPhones. Right?
Yeah.
There are two of them. Remember, I busted my one
iPhone. Oh, that's
iPhone,
right, yeah.
Had to send it back. Now, this is the third day in a row. I put them up on the second shelf, and it's the third day in a row. Nobody's been in this office, but they've been right next to my computer.
Oh.
So they have moved their way down, and I don't
Weird.
Know why it's this.
Maybe somebody's trying to call you.
I don't know whether it's the IUD shape of these or what's going on.
It looks like a tiny tuning fork, actually.
Have you ever seen one before?
I never have.
One of these?
Is that what they used to like?
Oscar's seen it. It's an iPhone. Mm-hmm. It gets the battery.
It's a great pimple popper, too.
It gets the... it's not a great pimple popper. It gets the
card,
memory
right?
card
yeah.
out of your phone.
Yeah, yeah, SIM
okay.
card.
Yeah, I've in the past have used a paper card. I've never seen a dedicated
it's scary.
Don't pop them too quick.
Okay, listen, I've just been haunted. Let's open up the mailbag. This is not about me. It's about you. All right? Just get this show over with. I got one more to do, and then I get on a plane. Go out to Las Vegas. Show
Vegas,
up
baby.
Half an hour.
Vegas! Yes.
Mid-afternoon, after everything's screwed up. Anyway, welcome. everything's fine.
Positive Pete.
Any presents or gifts this week, Twisted Sister? Anything going on?
Yes,
anything
actually. On? We got, there is a company that I have patronized for many years, off and on, because they have the weirdest stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw a box arrive from Archie McPhee, I said, this is great, because this is going to be something fun. And it actually came
is
with
a Is that any
note.
Relation to Nanny McPhee?
You know, I don't know how they got the name, but they have a, for example, have you ever seen, there is a glow-in-the-dark bowling Jesus action figure. That's one of their signature guys.
Can't say I have, Rob.
All right, this says, to the TMOS gang, I am not sure how this will taste. It could taste horrible, but would you be so kind as to do an on-air taste test of it? Yours, Kevin Winter. And what he has
right.
sent us is...
Kevin Winter, I know the name. He's a funny man.
He has sent us Archie McPhee brands, great for the holidays, macaroni and cheese candy canes.
So candy canes taste like mac and cheese.
Exactly.
It sounds wretched.
Mac
sounds
and cheese.
Like gag-inducing.
Candy canes. So
we're going to find out, Mike.
Let's find out how we do.
We're going to find out.
By the way, the candy cane is, traditionally a difficult candy
to open up with their obsessive wrapping.
Oh, right. Yep. We got it.
Now, and, is that unwrapped, that candy cane?
No.
It's still got the plastic on it. It's hermetically sealed. I will
what
say
is it
this.
Is it yellow?
It's yellow and white, as opposed to a normal candy cane that might be red and white. Now, obviously, it broke as I'm opening it, but that's okay.
Yeah, but I mean, candy canes do that. I mean, they're difficult.
Do you know
who's
why?
Who's going to taste first?
Oh, I'll do the first smell test.
Does it smell like a fart?
It smells a little like feet.
Oh, yeah. Great. I'll taste it. Here we go.
Right, go
feet.
Ahead. Go ahead. He's biting and chewing.
Oh, I don't
good.
Think that's,
that's
the way
that's
to,
really
the
way
to
oh,
do it.
Oh, gross.
Is it gross?
Nah.
Rob, are you going to do a lick or are you going to do a bite
I will,
and chew?
I will. I have about an inch and a half segment here that I'll suck on, but I will offer
you
this piece.
You put the whole thing in your mouth?
I will offer you a piece of trivia. Do you know why the candy cane is shaped like a cane?
Because it was invented by somebody who had one leg and they needed the cane to walk.
It was not invented by a diabetic invalid, no. It was symbolic of the shepherd's crook for Christmas time.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And
that's
now,
wonderful.
Let's taste this.
Okay, all you faithful. Let's see. Oscar hated this.
Yeah.
Like horrible.
It tastes like toe cheese.
Oh! Oh,
it's
and it gets, and you know what? It's like getting kicked in the balls.
Yeah,
it hurts and then
disgusting.
It gets worse.
I got a piece of toe.
Here's a note from the Mike O'Mara show. Yeah. If you have a taste test you'd like to hear on the show, and you can send us something that's actually wrapped at the company, send it along and we'll do our taste test.
You know what? Right, I'd rather eat brownies from a homeless person than taste that
What
again.
Does it say on the package? Just so people that might like the taste of feet
mac
can go
cheese,
out and buy.
Mac and cheese, candy canes, mac and cheese flavor, and it has a little guy, a little clip art guy.
A noodle guy.
A noodle that's happy
noodle
and enjoying the, holidays.
You know what?
How quaint.
I would
that's
rather
wonderful.
Taste mac.
Oh, and that's mac pretty nasty. Yes. That's right. Like that hasn't happened before. Yeah. Moving right along. Hello, boys. I was thinking if Mike wants to increase listenership for political persuasions, at least among those in the audience who prefer the company of men, he should hype the YouTube channel a little bit more. Freights is a bit of a hottie. He piques my interest in the news. Heyo, Daphne Murphy York. Okay, Oscar, you want to hype that? We're not doing one this week, but we will be on with our election special.
If you
next
want,
week.
You actually, how about this? If you watch the show and you enjoy the YouTube presentation, we have a similar but hotter YouTube presentation on political persuasions. Search for political persuasions on YouTube, and you'll see it right there.
And there's been special. Episodes where Chris has taken his shirt off.
My joke. Chris, okay, hello, hey guys. That's Chris, okay. You beat me to the punch.
Chris,
that's it.
Chris, by the way.
That's right. Hey guys, I was going to say tank top.
Aggressive texter, aggressive emailer.
Emailing too.
Really? Did you see that?
I did not.
No, yeah.
Oh yeah, I did see that. As a matter of fact, he was sort
was
of passive aggressive.
Well, we're going
what
back
was the
and
aggressive
forth.
Text?
We're going back. Well, aggressive text happened on Friday when he asked a question mark, like he was my boss, and I had to talk to him on air and the entire family and say, "Hey, I don't work for you. You don't work for me." And then. We were going back and forth on emails, and his aggressive email was like, "Did you even open this?" And I said, "Yes, it looks great on my computer."
Well, I'm glad you guys are doing still getting along well.
We're fighting.
That's exciting. Our first.
But
letter,
I see,
hello.
See everybody except for you, Mike, to show them that I'm not just making this up.
Is there an outside shot I could start the mailbag?
I thought we were hanging out.
Thank you very
much. At your leisure.
Still high.
Hello, boys. I was thinking if Mike wants to increase listenership, Freights is a bit of a hottie. He piques my interest. So, Daphne, we'll put him in a tank top and put him on political persuasions. Hey, guys. I am super psyched for the show on Friday. I'm getting out there on the 1st, and I'm scared of that much casino time before Friday at 7 p.m. Mike knows what I'm talking about. I sure do. You linger out in that town, you know, there ain't nothing you're going to do. If you're so inclined like I am, there's only one thing you're going to gravitate to, like me. God damn, I need a loan.
What time do they open?
What?
The casinos. It's like 7 p.m., right?
I hope I get a chance to say hey to you all out west because I have a gift for Carla. Well, I would put it in the mail because we're not taking gifts back on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, I mean, I don't want to be ungrateful, but it's problematic.
It's cash.
You know, if it's cash, thank you. In advance.
Yeah, cash is another thing you won't be bringing back on the plane.
Cash gifts will be accepted in Las Vegas with, and let me just say this, with a shameless enthusiasm. There might be a degenerate gambler who will have a tip jar for the first time in his life on the stage. And have one of the interns get that big iced tea jar. Thanks for the good company.
So sad.
I'm such an idiot. Thanks for the good company over the years. See you soon. Catherine Stanfield, P.S., I almost drove off the Bay Bridge the other day when Mike was talking about the wheel and said the puzzle was window washing wand. Thank you. Thank you. That was prepared comedy that I wrote so you could eat. Happy 16th birthday, William Hoover. I hope your birthday doesn't suck. Is that it for Bill Hoover?
Yeah, it was a very brief letter. And you see Hoover William, because of vacuum.
You know what they're going to say on his birthday? Bob Barker would say. Well, let's bring Bob in to say what he would say for William Hoover. What would Bob, what would you say on the birthday? What do we have for William? Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it. Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, when I was growing up in Manassas, my daily intake of radio came solely from WJFK, namely Howard Stern, Don and Mike, and the Grease Man.
Hey, buddy.
A memory that always makes me smile from my middle school days is when Don and Mike dipped themselves in chocolate and invited listeners to come eat them. Yes, we did that. We did that. Now I live in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and I'm married with two children. I discovered that the TMOS podcast earlier this year and immediately got a huge grin on my face hearing voices from my past. Since my wife and I choose to be poor by sending our girls to private school, that'll drain the account.
Yes.
I cannot afford the bonus show, but we do give each other one gift for Christmas, and this year I have asked for the yearly bonus show subscription. Aww. Ho, ho, ho. What a wonderful
nice
letter.
Very sweet. Very sweet.
Love you guys, and keep up the great work, Mike Fletcher, and way to put your kids first. Mm-hmm. That is very, very cool, Mike. We appreciate that. Moving right along, good morning, gentlemen. At this time last year, I was getting ready to celebrate my 50th birthday, and my father passed away. This year, I'm getting ready to celebrate my 51st, and I had had to have a procedure to remove a basal cell carcinoma from my, say it with me, face. The good news is that it's removed and I'll be fine. The better news is that I'll be celebrating my birthday weekend with the TMOS crew at the live show Friday night.
Yes.
Hey. And we'll be there Saturday night, too. Mm-hmm. Want to remind you about that. To celebrate my 51st and the removal of the carcinoma, will Rob please play some of the Face songs? See you Friday night. I'll be the guy with the 6-inch scar on my
face.
Thanks, Bob Nelson of Las Vegas, Nevada. Looking forward to seeing you, Bob. Play him a
Would you
a
like
face
the
song.
Beatles, James Taylor, or Roberta Flack?
I like Roberta Flack. Okay, Roberta Flack is always my go-to. Let's listen.
The first ever I saw your
face.
Thank you very much. All right, let's see.
Still
here.
Gets me.
It does.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't do that. Oh, hey, fellas. I write this week to congratulate P1 listener Dan Ware. Is that right? Did I get the right pronunciation?
Exactly.
It's not Wary or
no.
Wary or
Wary
or Wary. Dan Ware on his Vegas-style wedding to Rhonda Sigler. They are taking advantage of their TMOS-inspired trip to Vegas and will be getting married downtown on the day of your live show.
I love this.
Best of all, they've chosen me, Alan Gigax, to be their officiant. All TMOS fans are invited to attend. The wedding will be at the Mon Bel Am Wedding Channel. Is it Mon Bel Ami?
Mon Bel Ami means my pretty friend in
French. Mon Bel Ami Wedding Chapel at 3 p.m. on Friday. The chapel is within stumbling distance of the Council Chambers Theater. Yeah, that'll tell you right there. We're in the good part of
Perfect.
Town.
Yep, you betcha.
Thank you, Mike, Rob, Oscar, for making this all possible. You're the best. There's so much going on. This is what I love. This is what I love. When we do a destination and people are making their own fun, that's just fantastic. And it's like a, it's like this convention it's turned into.
Do you know
into.
What
it's
it
great.
Is the Vegas show has become their reception.
It's fantastic.
It's a reception.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You're a faithful fan, Alan Gigax. Way to go, Alan. I look forward to that. And good luck with the nuptials. That'll be fantastic. Very exciting. The following, is this just, does this just start with the following?
Yeah,
Rob?
That's the beginning of his letter.
All right. The next letter says, the following is my sales pitch for the Mike O'Mara Show and the shows of the More Network. I'm not a tick. I get it. I subscribe to the TMOS bonus show and I listen to all of the More shows. I have purchased a fruitcake and I look forward to tasting the legend. I have also purchased 2 Uni pizza ovens.
Yeah! Pizza.
They love us at Uni.
Mm-hmm.
They love us at Uni.
I purchased two of them for my daughters for Christmas, and with the TMOS code at checkout, I saved $119.80. I have purchased Sherry's Berries for both of my daughters and my wife. Oscar, do we still want them to buy Sherry's Berries?
We want them to buy fruitcakes.
Thank you. I have purchased Sherry's
Berries. Yeah, Sherry's Berries works.
I have learned to buy online thanks to your show and look forward to using the TMOS Christmas Shopping Center. Plus, as Patton said, Mike, you magnificent bastard, I read your book. But the main reason I'm writing today is to beg. Not to beg Mike or the guys for anything, but to beg your listeners and fans to please subscribe to Political Persuasions. A couple of weeks ago, you asked everyone, regardless of which side they were on, to just show a little love and compassion and understanding. That is what we need, now more than ever. I'll be honest, I'm from the other side, but I respect your opinion and look forward to listening to a new Political Persuasions every week on my way home from work. If you will imagine Frankie barking and you yelling at him to shut up. Now replace the name Frankie with the name Mike O'Mara. And that's me for 45 minutes driving down I-95. By the time I get home, all of the stress from the week is gone. Then I have a shot of whiskey and enjoy my weekend. We must save Political Persuasions. Please, please, please. That's somebody from the other team. I like that too. Everyone subscribe today. Oh, yeah. That Chris Freitz guy seems to know some stuff, too. Thank you from a loyal fan, John Yingling. What if like the beer from Baltimore? Thank you, John. Great I appreciate beer. That. And I hold in my hand the final letter,
hi-oh!
Ladies and gentlemen. Hi-o! May a crazed penguin make love to your sister's bodyguard. Hello, guys. I was relaxing and watching football and, as always, surfing on my phone. I looked away for a second and heard the dreadful thunk of my phone as it slipped down into my recliner. I prepared to stand, then immediately froze, remembering the incredibly accurate sound of Mike's phone shattering, one of the great sounds we've ever played.
Would you like to have it hear it again?
This is what my phone sounded like when I dropped it in the recliner. There you go. Thanks for public service announcement on not jumping up when the phone is missing. You're doing the Lord's work. Dan White from Seattle, Washington. I love
saved
that.
Saved it.
Yes, and I got my new one. It's by the way, the new one, the brand new one, the big site, new technology, it's a big pile of warm spit.
You love it,
right?
Doesn't
do anything. Yeah, butt dials just like the other one did. It's just yuck. Forget it. Hey, what are we playing here? What is this?
This is Donovan, Season of the Witch, Halloween record.
Season of the Witch, Halloween. We'll take a break, come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara
Show.
When I look out my window.
Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the pipe bombs delivered to President Trump's political opponents. Will it be a Democratic wave or a ripple in just 12 days? We break down the numbers. And the president loves talking on his iPhone, and the Russians and the Chinese love listening. Why is the president of the United States talking on an unsecured line? Tune in, find out.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Son, I want to talk to you about Alex Papp.
Al!
Alex Papp is the ding-dong daddy of NorCal Realtors. We love him. And if you're a Northern Californian, Alex Papp loves you too. And he wants you to buy a home. Analysts predict that interest rates will rise by the end of the year. And I don't know why I'm doing a Southern accent for a Northern California commercial, but I am. So you just deal with it. Why don't you put that in your pipe and smoke it? Let Alexander Papp show you how. See what Alex has on tap. See what Papp has on tap. Alexander makes it easy, from finding your perfect home to writing an aggressive offer. Working through the home inspections and even finding you the best lender for your loan and pre-approval, I dare say. Alexander Papp is rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, Trulia, and that other one, Realtor.com, see.
Yeah.
Stop looking at homes online. Why don't you give Alex Papp, the ding-dong daddy of NorCal Realtors, a call at 916-276-2129. Woo! He's an individual that decided to advertise on the Mike O'Mara Show, and you might be saying,
Well, you don't do funny commercials for everybody. Well, I do for local guys that decide to participate in the Mike O'Mara show, like our ding-dong daddy of NorCal Realtors, Mr. Alex Papp. Alexander's licensed in the entire state, but it focuses exclusively on Northern California, from Redden to Lakeport to Chico to Fort Bragg, and yes, even the peaks of Mount Shasta. Hasabasta Shasta.
Ding Dong Daddy.
He is the Ding Dong Daddy of NorCal Realtors, plus everywhere in between. It makes you want to clap for Pap, doesn't it?
Woo!
That's right. Put those hats together and clap for Pap.
Clap for Pap.
So stop renting. Call Alex, the NorCal Realtor, today and dial this number, 916-276-2129, and say, hey, is the Ding Dong Daddy in residence today? VRE 01986031, Prato Real Estate. It's a snap with payout.
Mm-mm.
Ding Dong Daddy. Thank you.
Do you think Shasta soft drinks were named after Mount Shasta?
Mount Shasta. I remember I hated Shasta.
Oh, cheap.
And my mom
very
loaded
cheap.
Up with Shasta Diet Cola when they came out. Because
Diet
that,
Cola.
Like every homester in my hometown, you know, cutting those pennies on the kids. You know, that's what, it's right after the advent of diet sodas, I think.
Like,
right?
Probably, you know, on the heels of Tab. Tab
Shasta.
From the, did you
and
know
my
that?
Mom drank Tab. My mom, if there was a crappy cola, my mom drank Fresca. She drank Tab.
Fresca rules. How dare you? Yeah.
Fresca was good Fresca, for a diet soda.
I acquired a taste for Fresca, which is technically grapefruit soda.
Mm. He's right, you know.
Yeah,
he's right.
Yeah, but the only reason he acquired it was because of the vodka.
What, the Fresca?
Fresca vodkas. I remember you had like a drink like that.
That's right, Fresca and vodka.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. Fresca's okay, but Fresca was not okay for a kid. For a kid, you wanted something
Well, also,
more
I think
sweet.
It was probably rich with saccharin, so probably like just taking a cancer tablet.
Yeah, my mom did all that stuff. I mean, all the stuff that's bad for you. The Scarsdale diet. Did you ever hear of that?
Yeah, I remember that. He was a doctor, right?
It was a doctor that ended up getting murdered, didn't she?
Yeah,
didn't he get
was
murdered by his mistress or
oh,
something
I
like
remember,
that?
I
right?
remember the joke. Did you know that the Scarsdale doctor had dandruff? And then you say,
why did he have dandruff?
They found his head and shoulders in the bushes.
That's nasty.
Mm. That is too soon.
Yeah. It's very scary. Very scary. But anyway, welcome back to the show. I want to talk. It's like somebody's standing at the end of a runway with a 737 about to take off. And this is like, go that way. Let me do this. All right. Do you want to talk about your trip to college, Meathead? Do you want to talk about that?
I'd love it. It was a really weird experience.
Okay. You're doing the college tours for your daughter, correct?
Yeah, now she went and visited a temple in Philadelphia with Carrie, and that was a very positive experience. She went and visited JMU in Harrisonburg and hated right. it before she even got off the bus.
Smells like chickens.
Now, why did she hate it?
Well, I think what we're beginning to determine is that she doesn't like being in an isolated campus setting.
Oh. Right.
Because both Temple and VCU are in cities. And
would you like to hear my JMU joke?
Yes.
You know why they call James Madison University JMU, JMU?
Why?
Just missed UVA.
College joke.
Yeah. Robert's got his fingers crossed for Radford. We'll see.
Oh, he's a Radford boy.
Well, I mean, you know, you want to shoot for the stars.
Nova.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were a couple of waitresses at O'Mara's that were Radford.
Graduates kids. Or attendees?
Probably attendees.
Yeah. I don't think, you know, I think that they probably
that
have more 13 attendees.
13-year Radford plan.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You know, the 10-year VCU student. There's a lot
the
of
The only
those
thing
well.
I'd like to know is I've never been to the campus, but I was wondering if there is like a Radford Road, because then the, you know, the undergrads down there could go, Radford Road? Okay.
Fun school.
That's enough for
Radford
the
fun school.
JMU's a fun school,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
the Radford absolutely. Road, Mike, actually ends in the world of the exciting world of retail. It's
retail,
a good,
yes,
good road.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely. It's like, congratulations, Radford students. Here's your ticket to American Eagle.
I would like to apologize to anyone from Radford who may be offended, but as a VCU student,
we're just joking.
There's not many I can look down on.
I know, so, I know.
But
you know
VCU,
what? We're just having a little fun with college humor.
VCU okay? is a much different school than it was when I graduated. And the weird thing is,
it's accredited.
Yeah, it has got its accreditation yes. back. But looking back on it, I've driven through campus, but it's been 25 years since I've set foot and walked the campus.
Oh, which see, I was in the campus last year for my big reunion, and several of my Terrace classmates are very active in the Alumni Association. You know,
and so
boosters.
If Julia chooses booster. And goes, we mm-hmm. will be precisely 30 years apart. I started in 89, and she will start.
And you're a legacy.
Yes, just like Kent Dorfman.
Which doesn't look bad on her college application.
I'm not sure it's even a factor. There's not even a line for that.
No, it's not like that kind of school.
No, it's not.
Harvard. Although I would say American University has a legacy factor. I think
Does
they
it?
Do. Yeah. Yeah, I think they, if you're active and you're alumni and, you know, my brother-in-law, both his kids went to his alma mater, Colgate University, which is kind of cool.
I think
having two kids go to the same school you went to has got to be pretty fun. And I would imagine for you, it'll be pretty fun if your daughter goes to
VCU. If she chooses, it's going to be really neat because it's a much better school. Now, I think that the legacy factor might come up in scholarship essays. If she wants to apply directly to the school, she may mention that as a key factor.
How'd she like your alma mater?
She loved it. And the weird thing about it is that when I went there, there was three residence centers on campus. There was two high-rises, Gladding.
You mean
and,
dorms?
Yeah, and Rhodes Hall.
Did you still? You're such a nerd, Nick, you still call them residence centers. Well, that's like a fancy word. There were dorms.
They were dorms, but the new one that no one could get into when I was there was called the Gladding Residence Center, GRC. And that's why I said residence center, because we call it GRC.
It's funny they call them residence centers.
When I went down there, I looked for it. And it's gone. They ripped the new one down and put up another high rise.
Oh, because it just became
old. So was
old.
It a high rise that you were in?
I was in an old high rise, probably from the 1930s. I was in Johnson Hall. I think it was 14 floors, and it had no air conditioning, and it looked like the Ghostbusters building. It was brick with concrete decoration
cool.
on
so
it.
So really, and that means the rooms were probably Spartan.
All
yeah,
asbestos,
but a little,
right?
But a little bigger than in the other dorm. That was your give and take. If you went to Rhodes, you had air conditioning and smaller rooms. But Johnson had bigger rooms and no air conditioning.
Everybody just sweating like
give
their
and take.
Balls.
Yeah,
out.
It was man. It was the first and last month of school was tedious. And Julia, as an art student, will probably end up in Johnson Hall. I was able to actually point to my dorm window. I said, "Do you see that? That's the room I was in." And it was weird to have these memories coming back. As severe and quickly.
Happier days.
Yeah, they were very happy. But then it was also the kind of thing where I'd like turn a corner and say, well, that shouldn't be there. And I'm looking, they've built buildings in between where other buildings used to be. Other
they
buildings are just gone.
Yes. They do that, Rob. That's kind of what they do.
One
that's
day,
what college campuses
Leesburg
do.
Will change.
But
they build like because that's why they're out looking for money.
And
so they can build things. They're like churches.
I understand, Mike, but I'm just saying the way it made me feel.
Okay, I know. It made you feel old.
It made me feel very old. When I walked on Gray Street, that used to be literally show bars. And there was the Lee X Art Theater was still functioning down there.
So there was a kind of a red light district right near the
adjacent
campus.
To campus.
What's there now?
All VCU offices. They've bought everything.
Oh, so they bought the land.
Mm.
Well, that's good.
Land
it's
grab.
Not the, it's not a nasty.
It's not perv road anymore.
No, it's not a perv road. Although there's
did you go to the, did anybody, any of your students, like if I'd had that next to the campus, that'd be fun.
Student discount.
Right?
Was it
too rough for the kids to go in?
I think we said, I can't remember the name of the show bar that actually had a neon silhouette of a naked woman on the sign. I think that was way too rough for us. None of us, to the best of my knowledge, went to the Lee X Art Theater because it had the reputation of being really nasty. Rough.
Right, so it was that kind of.
Nasty.
It was really okay. I understand. For me, I remember Good Guys when I went to AU, and a bunch of us went to Good Guys. It was like,
well, that's the Cadillac right there.
This is just up the road.
Mm.
You're so excited.
And now that those very same legendary boards that the entertainers trod when I was in school is now a theater for the theater department. I mean, they've actually turned it into
a
legitimate theater for
put
the
some laminate on it. Brand new theater.
I imagine they can put some bleach down. The Safeway.
I would imagine they'd have to put a lot of bleach down there.
The Safeway where I worked is now part of the agriculture department.
Ooh,
The what used to be the Wonder Bread Bakery is now the School of Business, and it's just
making other types of bread.
It does look. You know what, Oscar? That was terrific.
That was very nice. That was very
Thank
cool.
You.
So they've changed. So your campus has changed.
Very, very, very much so changed. And
all
then
right.
We did the tour with Julia, and there's like a huge...
Did you have an undergrad tour with you? Did you have a person tour you?
With a flag?
Yeah, what we did is we met at the Siegel Center, which is
that's where they have the birds?
That's where George Siegel lives.
Oh, okay. George Siegel. Right.
Elliot right. Siegel.
No, the Siegel Center is where VCU basketball plays.
Elliot in the morning.
Yeah.
I've even forgotten that guy. I've forgotten the laugh. Did he have an obnoxious laugh?
Yeah, yeah, he did, as a matter of fact. So we did the initial meeting was at where the team plays basketball, big arena, and everybody's there. And then they break us down into
Elliot Siegel looks like some guy. You know, he had the laugh, and he always looked like a guy that could probably use a good bath.
Yeah, well, morning guys.
It's also part of that
his persona,
all rock culture.
Yeah, that kind of greasy rock look,
like anti-establishment. I wore shorts at a formal restaurant because I can.
I don't respect authority.
And you hit the big 4-0, and you just got to put that look away. You gotta
clean up at 40. I was always scared because as far as a career trajectory for anybody, I was like, okay, we'll do alt rock until we're in our late 20s. Then we'll push into a different format. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll go into contemporary radio. And then I thought we were going to get talk radio in our 40s.
Mm. Yeah.
Everything flipped to Spanish, and all of a sudden we're a talk show at 25, which is a blessing 25. In disguise. Mm. Blew my mind.
Baptism under fire. So back to the Siegel Hall.
So we do a big thing at Siegel. Where
Elliot in the morning.
And Elliot in the morning is there, and he plays the hottest hits. And we're welcomed by like the dean of admissions, and there's a couple thousand people there. Then it breaks down to a smaller...
Was it Dean Martin?
It was the guy...
Sorry, I'm just doing all my college shows.
I'm with you.
It was the guy who played Dean Martin in Back to School.
It was Ned Beatty.
It was Ned Beatty.
why should we... Mr. Mellon... It was a very lovely gift, Mr. Mellon. All right, go ahead.
Then we broke off into subgroups, the School of the Arts, which is, theater, but also legitimate art. We went to the theater arts department, which was weird because I got to sit in the same theater where I graduated in college.
Did you perform on that stage?
I never did because theater was so isolated at VCU. Unless you were a theater major, you didn't do anything in theater.
Okay.
And then we went into a smaller group, and that's when they toured us around the Pollock Building, which was not there when I was there. That is where...
They have a lot of paintings on the wall?
Splatter paintings. Just a lot of messed up paint.
Pollock.
Or
stuffed fish.
That's where... a delightful, mild white fish.
Yeah. Gordon's commercials. Wild Pacific Pollock.
Do you ever get the impression when they say that fish never existed?
No, I know it exists, and I know what kind of fish it is.
It's a crab fish.
Yeah, enjoy your frickin' pollock. deep fry anything. Deep fry a turd.
So then we're in a group of maybe, now we're down to a group of about 12 or 15 people, and we have two students that are showing us around all the facility, and it's very, very impressive. They have a real working print shop for if they want to do mechanical printing and typeset and all this stuff. But I did enjoy the fact that every... question that was asked of these two students, they were both juniors and they were both young ladies, it was always, well, the way I feel and what happened for me, they were always just talking about themselves. They were so into the power trip of being the tour guide that the questions were never answered. And I thought that was ridiculous until we sat down with the dean and a parent wanted to ask a question. And I had said to Carrie, I said, let's not ask any questions unless we really need to because we want to get out of this as fast as possible. A parent stands and says, as someone who has made a career in the graphic arts field, as a matter of fact, I've been working at it now for 30 years. I started and she gave her resume before she asked her question. And I did a...
That's always nice.
I did a audible groan when she got to her third career change and Carrie gave me a nice elbow to the ribs. But that was...
How is Carrie?
Carrie's fine. Fine.
Great. Go ahead.
And the most tedious part of the day was... It was actually portfolio review day where you had to stand in lines for different colleges to review your portfolio. And Julia had prepared her portfolio.
Okay, but what was the question? You can't – the question that the lady had.
The question the lady had was about taking the classes in order. But the problem was that she didn't really want to talk about that.
She just wanted to talk about herself.
Okay. And so you had to have your portfolio reviewed so you know it was in its best possible shape. She got some helpful points from a school in Chicago, got some helpful points from the VCU table as well. I got to watch and overhear when she was going through line at Temple, and this is what absolutely blew my mind, is at that point, she looked at the review and she looked at Julia's portfolio, and the lady from Temple said, well, if I could have your name and email address. And Julia said, that's fine, but why? She says, oh, well, this is strong enough to get into Temple. All you need to do is match your academic standards. As far as I'm concerned, you've been accepted to our School of the Arts.
That's
Temple?
Yes.
Temple in Philly?
Yes.
That's a cool school.
Yeah, but
that's a good basketball program.
It's in Philly.
It's in a rough section.
Well, it's the worst.
But
Philly's the worst.
The thing about
the armpit of America.
The thing that pleased me greatly is that a school.
Good school, though. Come on.
Is that
Bill Cosby went to Temple.
Don't take a nap.
Sorry, it's the truth.
I didn't even know he was Jewish.
Yeah. Hey, but I'll be.
No, but what I loved about it is it showed me that a school of some import was impressed enough with her artwork.
I think her skill set's phenomenal.
So is it going to be Temple or VCU?
If they're both accepting, it'll be VCU because she likes the campus better and we like the proximity. I think you went through a similar thing with your daughters. It's a school that's far away, but not too far away. You know, you can actually make a day trip of it. And I like the fact that it's where I went to school. And I like the fact that it is a much better school than when I went there.
Now, what was her review like?
Her review, they said that some of her stuff was too specific that if she wanted to show like the skill set of drawing a poster.
Oh, my God, we're running late.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God, I'm terribly sorry.
The skill set, she needs to be more general and show a wider range
ball
of stuff.
Breakers.
But what she had, they loved.
Okay.
So that's good.
All right.
Can't just pat someone on the back and be like, see you in the fall.
Well, when will she make her decision?
She is.
Can she announce here on the show the decision, like an athlete?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The decision.
Yeah.
Like LeBron James.
Yeah.
She will have most of her paperwork in by the end of November, so she should know in January.
All right. So when she's ready to, you know, have her come on the air, get on the phone.
We'll have three
you'll
hats
be here,
if she decides.
Get her on the phone with Carrie, and they'll make the announcement right here.
Absolutely.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Rob Mayer here from the Rob and Joe Show.
Hi, Rob.
Joe and I try to emulate the other shows here on the network. Like, for example, the Mike O'Mara Show. Those guys are consistent. They bring it every single day. That's what we want. Cake and cookies. You can really tell how good of friends Rob and Katie are. Joe and I try to be the same. Tech 411, Oscar and Todd, they are passionate about technology. Joe and I, passionate about stand-up comedy. The Tony Perkins Show. If I get another offer, I will leave Joe in a heartbeat. That guy. The Rob and Joe Show, new episode every single week. You know what to do. Listen, share, download. Love it.
Did we just put a promo on for the Tony Perkins Show?
No, it was a joke because Tony left the network.
Oh, so but he's, that, he's that like, was, if that was any, post that was post Tony.
Post yes, Tony exactly. leaving. Mm, he's like, if I get another offer, I'll leave now.
Got it. Yeah. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's the problem. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35, and by the time you notice, it's too late. The solution? 4hims.com. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks to science, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. These are real prescriptions backed by science. No nonsense.
Here, here.
Plus, no waiting rooms, no awkward doctor visits. Just answer a few questions. The doctor reviews it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. It's that easy. I hate doctor's offices. I was in one yesterday. No, you know, you don't have to deal with it, okay? I love 4hims.com. Has made it easy to get what you need to keep your hair. No wasted time or money. It's the best. Remember, it's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair
get
you've
involved.
Lost. So yes. Act now. Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOS. Don't wait. 4hims.com/TMOS. We have time for 5 minutes. Tops.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
I was listening to a radio show yesterday afternoon on one of the Sirius channels. Like, I can't tell you which one because there's so many. And the guy was alluding to his friend that he used to not be attractive until he got successful. And he's like,
I get it.
He's like, what do you mean? He's like, just be honest with yourself, man. Like, until you got money and you started buying clothes that fit, you weren't attractive to women.
Right.
Because I've known you your entire life. And I was like, I thought this guy was just being an a-hole. And I know about being an a-hole. I know this.
Yes.
But I also felt like the guy on the other side of the show was sitting there being like, no, man, I've always been hot. So these guys are fighting with themselves. And he does this math. And this comes off the Hims commercial. He says, you have a thicker head of hair for whatever reason. I'm not saying it's from Hims. For whatever reason he has it.
Was he busting on his hair?
Yeah, well, he said, when I met you...
He said like he's done something to get his hair thicker?
You didn't have that type of hair,
funny.
Right?
So that's funny.
He said...
I like that.
You got a beard because it's cool. Now it covers your double chin. And then he goes, and now you're not letting you dress yourself. You actually have someone dress you. Whether it's a stylist or you actually go
so
to
the
store.
So this guy's putting serious effort into his look.
His ball breaking from his friend saying, hey, man, you're not that great.
Right.
That you got wealthy and now you're paying to look better.
But is he having more success with the opposite success? Sex now.
That's what he's saying. He goes, I've always had girlfriends. He's like, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Your girlfriends didn't look like they look like now. So, and the guy, they've known each other for 20 years. And he goes, you're just jealous. So, and they're not fighting.
Right.
They're breaking balls like we do here.
Well, if I can offer my own personal insight on this, I have never improved my look, whether I be making money or not making money. I go let's do another tease for the live show in Las Vegas. So there might be some evidence of that. I just never really looked good. I never could pull it together. Right? I mean, makeovers, many did them.
Sure.
Clothing companies, sponsorships, did them. You know, have worked with people, did them. I just gravitate to off the rack.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm buying like school clothes and I want to go get like a nice jacket to wear with a tie, you know, forget about it. I just walk in and it always looks like I'm walking around wearing a rectangle. That's the way it will always look. And the fatter I get, bigger rectangle.
Bigger rectangle.
That's the way that goes.
Now, I have a question. You know? When he talks about being more attractive to the opposite sex now that he's successful, do you think that there is an unspoken confidence that comes with being more successful that makes you more attractive to the opposite sex?
Well, I think the idea of the celebrity on the radio and the perceived wealth, I don't know what this guy's dollar, they just kept talking about how now that you're wealthy, and as I sat there, I said, and I'm driving back from my mom, so I don't get that much time to listen to talk radio because I don't have that long of a commute, right? So I'm driving back from my mom's. It's like midnight. By the way, for this big thing we're going to have in Vegas, again, we're all contributing to.
Right.
We can't talk about right now. A lot of fun. A lot of fun things were found.
Excellent. I haven't even
old
thought
Mama
about it
Santana's.
Yet. I'm going to be doing that before I pack. Yeah.
So I'm driving back. I'm listening. I'm like, do I think girls are pretty, from a guy's perspective, do I think girls are prettier if I know they're wealthy? Like, if are those my value structures? And I said, no, I married my wife.
No, men don't do that. I don't think
we don't think
that
dollars.
Way.
And she did. Yeah. She's that's the
opposite.
With
me, I've always, you know, I probably have always struggled with the, you know, improving the look. Like as soon as early as last week, I was trying on shirts for our Las Vegas style show, and you know, and she said, "Ed, that shirt really, it doesn't look bad on you." I said, "Yeah, but the arms." She said, "Yeah, the arms." I said, "Yep, 1951 Sicilian widow arms. That's me." That's what I got. That's it. Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle. Yes, right. Back him in there.
So
the arm
guys
right
aren't built that way, is what you're saying.
No.
Guys are not built that way, and I'm happy to say that whatever level financial success has never, ever affected the look. You know? I've probably had two times in my 59 years on the planet where I threw a suit on and I went, oh, pretty good. And even when I said, oh, pretty good, that all changes when I stand sideways. And I look in the mirror and I go, oh, there it is. Okay, you know, there it is. Alfred Hitchcock Theater. All right,
so will you be walking out on stage in Las Vegas, sidestepping?
Now, I don't know what I'm wearing right now. I know, you know, I might be wearing one of my jumpsuits. Like Francis and Pee-wee's Big Adventure. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. When it
moves in. In the latter years of the 2000s, a crack team of disc jockeys was thrown off the air, innocent victims of a format flip. These men escaped to the darkest reaches of the internet. Still wanted by their fans, they survive as podcasters. If you need laughter and no one else can help, and you have a smartphone, maybe you can download The Mike O'Mara Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. It's The Mike O'Mara Show. www.mikeomarashow.com.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. Brushing your teeth every day is one of the most important things we can do for our health. But amazingly, most of us don't do it right. Quip is the better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers to make brushing your teeth simpler, more affordable, and more enjoyable. Quip features sensitive sonic vibrations that are gentle enough for even sensitive gums, not abrasive like some electric toothbrushes. Quip also has a built-in timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides, because up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes.
and we don't clean evenly. Plus, brush heads are automatically delivered every 3 months, just like your dentist recommends, for just $5.
Yep.
So you'll never be using bristles that are old, worn out, and ineffective. Plus, Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association and has thousands of verified five-star reviews. I use Quip because it guarantees that I'm brushing my teeth the right way. I'm going to the dentist today, by the way. Yes, sirree.
You know what? Yes. One great thing about Quip, it comes with a travel case. When I was away this weekend, just drop it in. You don't have to worry about it. You know, I used to have a, like a really rotten toothbrush.
Going to Vegas, it'll be good to go.
Oh, absolutely. Awesome.
Bingo, baby. I love Quip. It's easy. They're backed, by the way, by over 20,000 dental professionals. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now, you get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS.
Yes!
Yeah!
The longest copy I have ever read in my broadcast career, ladies and gentlemen.
News!
Hi. Selena Gomez lost her title of the most followed person on Instagram yesterday. The new leader is, or at least was, soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo. The thing is, the numbers are so close, they could end up trading the lead back and forth. But as of last night, Ronaldo had 144,414,606, while Selena had 144,349,096, which is a difference of only 65,510.
I don't follow either of them, but if they'd like to bribe me for my following, I would be glad to do
Selena
that.
Selena having exciting. A tough time.
Yeah, health issues, depression issues.
So this is going to help.
Bieber issues.
The worst.
Is it Bieber? Love your life, marry someone else.
The Red Sox dominated the Dodgers in the World Series, but the Dodger fans are complaining that it wasn't on the level. Uh-oh!
Oh, no!
They've been circulating videos accusing Boston pitchers of cheating.
Oh, dear.
There's one of Matt Barnes where he allegedly has a sticky substance on his forearm, and he touches it with his pitching hand before each pitch. Doctoring the baseball.
This seems so old school.
There's one of David Price where he's patting his shirt. I saw this one with his hand, and his hand appears to stick to his jersey. I noticed that one, too.
Really?
The Barnes one isn't from the World Series, though. That's the only problem. Mm. It's from Boston's previous series against the Astros. People were talking about it then, but nothing came of it. The video of Price is from the World Series, but his sticky hand is his glove hand.
Ooh.
So either he had pine tar on his jersey, or it was just sweat.
Is it pine tar? Why can't it just be Vaseline?
Don't know, but
Vaseline would make it slippery. The pine tar makes it sticky.
Yeah, but they can use both. Doctoring the baseball has been a big deal for a long time. Gaylord Perry, back in the
day, was the
most frequently accused of doctoring the baseball.
The hotel year? Gaylord National?
That's the one.
Gaylord Perry. Remember? Big fat guy, too.
Yeah.
Kind of a sloppy guy, but a pitcher. As you probably know, Bob Saget, the stand-up comedian, is much more risque than his G-rated character from Full House.
Right.
I love this story. I've always loved that his stand-up is filthy. So maybe it makes sense that Bob will now host an edgier, raunchier version of America's Funniest Home Video.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Bring it. Which he hosted on ABC from 89 to 97. The new show will also air on ABC. It's called Videos After Dark, and it features the clips that America's Funniest Home Videos chose not to air over the years. Well, does that mean they're just using old ones?
That's no fun. Is this also from Vin DeBona? A Vin DeBona presentation?
You know, anyway, that they were too risque. I guess it's clips that are old, clips that they... I don't know. If it was like fresh new clips and it was like on HBO, I'd be all in.
Like some old VHS tape of a guy with his junk falling out. You say, we couldn't air that.
Knows? I think the fix is in
I don't
know.
All these viral videos that they already have and we've seen.
Yeah.
It's no fun. Your parents do a lot for you, kids. So just think of this as a yearly childhood tax you have to pay. That's life. Get used to it. According to a new poll, 86% of parents have secretly stolen some of their kids' Halloween candy before.
Guilty. You're guilty. Here. Guilty. And the average parent who raids their kid's stash and ends up eating a quarter of their candy.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. 44% of parents actually expect to eat more candy than their kids this year. That includes what they steal, plus any leftover candy they don't hand out to trick-or-treaters. It's candy time.
Yeah,
and
it
if
is.
You live in a neighborhood where you have candy in your house, that's it. Here are three more stats from the survey, which I love. 40% of people say they enjoy Halloween as adults more than they did as kids. Just over a third say it's because they get to decide how much candy they can eat.
Yes.
And no one can stop them. 58% of adults try to limit how much candy they eat on Halloween night. That's compared to 75% of parents who limit the amount of candy the kids eat. This is a great survey, and it's all so damn true. 73% of us intentionally buy more candy than we need for trick-or-treaters just to make sure that there's plenty left over for later.
Who would do that?
I don't know. Some terrible parent.
When you sort your kids' candy, is there one thing that you go to first?
Yeah, the peanut butter cups, of course.
Yeah, Snickers for me.
Yeah.
Snickers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Snickers, I've never been a Snickers guy.
It's
great.
Just a great construction of a candy bar.
Now, for me, it's that standard Reese's Kit Kat combo. I love that.
Yeah.
Speaking of Halloween, why not? According to, no, different chocolate flavor. So it's a different type of chocolate.
I would like to try them at the same time. That might be interesting.
If they were frozen. I like them in the freezer. I like them all refrigerated. According to data, speaking of Halloween, from the U.S. Census Bureau, there are approximately 41 million kids who could go trick-or-treating around the country tomorrow. That's based on the total number of kids between 5 and 14 years old. We have a special costume character coming down to Florida, to Fort Myers tomorrow. It's going to be very, very exciting. He's going to be arriving for a rally tomorrow.
Oh, God, that's exciting, isn't it?
Yes, sir. He'll be 8 minutes from my front door, and I'm not going. There are about 120 million possible homes that could be giving out candy. Utah has the highest percentage of people who are trick-or-treating age. About 1 in 6 people in Utah is between 5 and 14 years old. Rabbits! D.C. has the lowest percentage, Oscar, 1 in 11.
Yeah.
Trick-or-treating
age. Stop stomping on cars.
Yeah, that's
maybe we'll give away more candy.
But to make it even, Mike, Oscar will be handing out candy bars to rats.
Full size.
Full size, Rick.
And now
both the rats and the candy bars, both full size.
They're dressed up as possums.
Same tail. There is a 58-year-old guy named Frank Separetto, and he's a Republican in the New Hampshire State House of Representatives. He's in his seventh term, and he's running for re-election next year, legislator Separetto. But he just hit a serious road bump because a 38-year-old porn producer named Jonathan Carter from Simi Valley just sued him.
Oh, no.
According to Jonathan, he and Frank made a deal to produce pornos, and Frank was the star. Back in June, he flew to California and filmed his scenes, but he was really unhappy with how they turned out. So the next day, he went to Jonathan's house and punched him in the head. I didn't see a picture of this guy, but I wanted to. The Simi Valley police decided not to press charges, but Jonathan is seeking unspecified punitive damages in a lawsuit. And he says he has tapes showing Frank in the porn to prove that it happened.
Oh, no.
As for Frank, he's claiming it's an extortion attempt and, quote, "I don't know what you're talking about. I thought we were all done going after men." Oh, he's using the Me Too stuff.
Oh, no.
He's a dick.
That's awesome.
58 and a porn star. That's it. I will be voting Republican. That's all there is to it. Thank you very much.
Mike. The best thing of that story, they had a deal.
Yeah, they had a deal. I thought we were done going after men. God. There you go. That'll work, Frank.
Frank.
We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
It's been a strange season so far on Big Football. The outcomes have been rather frightening lately.
Listen up, Spurlock.
If you're looking to win big, listen to the Mike O'Meara Show. They have a creature who can help you with your picks.
Nicky Dime.
4 out of 5 bookies can't be wrong.
Listen for his diamond pick of the week. The Merle and the Caddy. Nikki Diamond, the pride of Perumph, on TMOS. Football picks so good, they're scary.
Yeah, that's right in there. Keeping track of Nikki every week. You ever see that? You see that
online?
People are checking his record. Yes, the pressure's on. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's time to start your holiday shopping now, and it's easier than ever thanks to...
Oh, yes.
The TMOS...
All right, there we go.
Kind of play it after I say the...
I'm sorry.
What are we doing? What's going on?
I grazed the wrong button.
Your hands just... No, but I mean, there was music. There was an element.
Yeah. There's many things going on.
Take it from the top.
Yes, please.
All right. The time to start your holiday shopping is now, and it's easier than ever thanks to the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center.
Oh, it's after he says the store.
Yes, normally after he says the store. Yeah.
But there was dead air.
No. Let me explain. Turn the f***ing Lady Gaga off for a minute.
Okay.
All right. What it is you see, we did yesterday, we did the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. It comes on, it goes, and then we do the song, the
escalations, stores, yes.
And it's Macy's, Target, and Walmart.
Okay.
It works great. We'll do it. We'll get it right tomorrow.
Woo! Okay.
We'll do it tomorrow. Let's open up your
voice. Yes.
Let's do that, shall we? There we go. Thank you.
Are you familiar, Mike, with the new celebration ritual for your Boston Red Sox?
No.
They actually, I thought when we saw them behind the scenes in their locker room.
I'm just frankly ready to get on the plane is what I am.
Like we can all tell.
Right yeah. I thought this would be their party song because this is what they play at the at Fenway when they win, right?
Yes, Dirty Water.
So when they were celebrating in the locker room at Dodger Stadium, they've got a new song that they sing and dance to. It's called Dance Her Home by Cody Johnson Band. And you can actually hear them singing and partying up. This is a viral video from yesterday. Hear your Red Sox after they won on Sunday night.
Hey, bartender, see that girl? Ask her what she's drinking. Tell her if she moves this way, I'll be the one drinking. Cause it's all right up. The DJ played a little Georgia home.
The country boys.
Yeah, it's catchy, but I don't really associate the Red Sox as a country music team.
Well, there are a lot of Texans on the team. I know there are a lot of a lot of these guys that are the guys that come from like Texas and the southern climes and all that. So there are probably some country music fans in there.
So that's what they're doing now. So I listen for that song for their parade because maybe that's like some song we don't know about that they associate with.
The one thing they did, and I didn't mention this to you during the World Series when I was watching it, they played "Dirty Water" as a rejoinder on Fox before the game was over, and I almost had a conniption fit. I said, "What are you doing, Fox?"
Jinxing,
Joe
right?
Buck.
Jinxing it.
I blame Joe Buck, even though he probably had nothing to do with it. All Joe Buck's fault.
He said, Joe Buck says, "Hey, don't they play that song sometimes?"
That's right.
Play that song that they play sometimes. So, were you dying to know what they were going to do at the Today Show now that they booted Megyn Kelly to the curb? What are they going to do in the third hour?
This is a big deal.
So now it's Cotby, Roker, and Craig Melvin.
From NBC News.
Craig Melvin deserves the
hit. This is Today, live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to Today. I'm Hoda Kotb alongside Al Roker and Craig Melvin. Savannah Guthrie is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for us this morning. We open the show with heavy hearts given the news out of Pittsburgh this weekend. Savannah will bring us all the very latest in just a moment. Today, as you know, we are starting a new chapter in the third hour of our show. As it evolves, we want you to know that the entire Today family will continue to bring you informative and important stories, just as we always have.
I'm curious when they mentioned that they're going to do something with the third hour, how long before Al Roker said, me.
What about Willie?
What about me? What about me?
What about
Willie Geist? I see Willie a lot on Morning Joe over on MSNBC. Yeah.
He's over there. I think he's happy with that Sunday morning gig.
He likes the Sunday gig. He's a great guy to talk to. I like Willie Geist.
I liked him on Today. It.
But I love Craig Melvin and Craig. I sent him a nice email. I sent him a nice email and he sent me a nice response was on, because I love his work. I think he is a tremendously unsung interviewer and does a really, really good job. And I'd like to see that happen. And Megyn Kelly has been, you know, kind of a walking disaster over
Steps
there.
Steps on it all the time. Yeah.
But she's walking away with a massive suitcase of cash, so I don't feel sorry for her. Mm-hmm. She's going
to
be fine.
It's hard to think of a time before Morgan Freeman was really famous, because he's been a part of our lives for so long.
Right.
But you have to go back to when Electric Company was on the Children's Television Network. He was Easy Reader. And he told a great story on Kimmel last night about one of the first times he went to an autograph signing event. I think this is very funny.
Went to... Philadelphia one time, I was going to be in the shopping mall signing autographs. So I'm standing there, and I must be there for an hour and a half signing my name. You get writer's cramp and all kinds of stuff. And then, boom, it was over, and the people left on the floor. All those little bits of paper that I was signing.
No!
Oh, no. Oh. Wow. Boy, Easy Reader had a hard run at it, huh?
People are throwing him away, yeah, just jumping him.
But he still signed for 90 minutes.
That's
and
so
then they
funny.
All threw him on the floor.
That would be so demoralizing.
That's horrifying.
You see your autograph on the floor. That is a great story.
Bastards.
I love that.
This happened over the weekend. I saw this went viral. And I don't. Do you remember in 2013 when Sylvester Stallone made a fortune selling watches and pens?
In 2013?
Me neither.
I don't.
The brand was called Monte Grappa Chaos. And here is Sylvester Stallone.
You get a nice little watch and a pen, man.
It was really high-end stuff, fancy watches and pens. And if you're going to do that and assign your name to it, maybe. But don't voice the spot yourself, Sylvester.
Okay.
So here's why it was such a success 5 years ago.
To have light, there must first be darkness. Death does not exist without life. To have peace, war is required. To keep order, first, there must be chaos.
So it's bad copy, poorly read for something that no one wants.
And poorly recorded.
I don't know why anyone wouldn't buy that.
it's like he was in a...
To have order... You need chaos. What is buy my pen?
Pen.
Buy my mic. Oh, I just spilled water on my
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Stay hydrated.
Hi, how are you?
And let us close with this. I think we all have our separate opinions about social media.
Yes.
But it's really great when someone can really encapsulate it. So the head coach of Oklahoma State, his name is Mike Gundy.
Mm.
This is about the time of year when coaches start to spin out a little bit anyway.
Yep.
So,
yeah, in college and pro.
So he was asked at a recent press conference about some criticism he received on Twitter as a coach. And this was his reply.
Criticism where? From where?
Twitter, radio.
Yeah. Oh, I give a rat's about Twitter. It's a platform for people that are sitting home drawing an unemployment check, sitting in front of a keyboard. Social media and Twitter is what's destroying this country anyway. So that's how I feel about it, from politics to sports to whatever. It gives people a platform to bitch, and then other people are like needling it, and they're sitting at home, and they're late on a payment. So anyway, that's how I feel.
See,
amen, coach.
I love it.
Amen, coach. I'm with you, coach. Fantastic.
The only problem I have is if you're transcribing that quote for a newspaper, how do you spell...
Yeah, is he doing that
yes,
with his mouth?
He's blown a raspberry. No. Anyway, that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
There you go, coach. I'm with you on that one. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Remember, voting is the engine of freedom and democracy. I voted already. I walked the walk. You should, too. Got my little sticker, took it to the golf course, looked at all my golf mates and said, canceled your vote, canceled your vote, canceled your vote, canceled your vote. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara. Inviting, technically I only canceled one of them, but I said it to all of them. Inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by Back to the 80s, the world's greatest comedy murder mystery show. It's a hilarious 1980s themed mystery starring Justin Schlegel, Robin Joe, plus Mike, Rob, and Oscar from the Mike O'Mara Show. Select audience members get to play parts in the show, and everyone gets to guess who the murderer is. Saturday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. in the Zappos Council Chambers Theater in Las Vegas, Nevada. For tickets, click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Back to the 80s. Drink, laugh, solve a murder.
Mike O'Mara.
Radio Entertainment.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a bingo.